Colonel Eric T. Olson, superintendent of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, has announced 31 troopers will graduate from the patrol's Law Enforcement Academy on December 20th. The public is invited to attend the ceremony at 10 a.m. in the Academy Gymnasium. A news release says the 108th recruit class reported to the Academy on July 1st to begin the 25-week training to become a trooper. The new troopers will report to duty in their assigned troops on January 6th. Some recruits either are from or will be assigned to work in the KMMO listening area. They include Easton Corcoran of Springfield, who will be assigned to Troop F Zone 7, Cooper and Howard counties. James Cruz of Branson will be assigned to Troop A, Saline County. Michael Frazier Hires of Sedalia will be assigned to Troop C, Zone 4, South St. Louis County. Olivia Imhoff of Boonville, who will be assigned to Troop F, Zone 9, Montgomery County. And Shelby Wolser of Concordia will be assigned to Zone C, Zone 1, North St. Louis County. You can read many more details with the posting of the story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Felony charges have been filed against a Marceline man after an alleged incident on December 8th. According to a probable cause statement, law enforcement officers received a call from 911 dispatch to respond to Mike Road for a female in distress. The alleged perpetrator left the scene prior to authorities' arrival. A woman told authorities that Travis Walgren had come home drunk at some point during an argument. She says he grabbed her by the throat, shoved her against the wall, and started choking her. She said once he let her go, she started dressing two children. However, she said Walgren grabbed her by the throat again, threw her on the floor, and hit her in the nose, causing it to bleed. Authorities say they made several calls to Walgren's phone after he had fled, but he didn't answer. After staking out another location for a while where they suspected Walgren to be, officers were told to leave and not make entrance due to safety concerns. Court documents say Walgren has been charged with two counts of a Class D felony for endangering the welfare of a child and Class E felonies for domestic assault in the third degree and unlawful use of a weapon. Walgren entered a not guilty plea during his arraignment on December 10th. He was released on own recognizance bond, and his next hearing is scheduled to be held at 1:30 p.m. January 14th at Sheraton County Circuit Court. You can read more details with the posting of that story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. And results of the Slater Chamber of Commerce Business and Residential Christmas Lighting Contest have been released. According to a news release, first place in the business category went to Big Bend Retreat. Finishing second was Slater Main Street News. New Life Consignment was selected as the third place entrant. First place in the residential category was earned by Johnny Brownfield at 119 Clyde Street. Finishing second through fifth were Tom Martin at 430 Euclid Street, Wayne Wright at 729 Elm Street, Boyd Sullivan at 325 Clyde Street, and Jim Gokenauer at 520 Hyler Street. That is a look at news early in the morning on KMMO. I'm Robert King.